you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
This is Film Week Marquee. I'm Austin Cross. In this week for Larry Mantle, we're joined by Tim Cogshell, Christy Lemire, and Charles Solomon. Let's start with Asteroid City, Tim.
I got to tell you, I used to love Wes Anderson's films. They've all become a bit too twee for me, and this one is just about max me out on the tweeness. That's enough of that, Wes.
Christy?
I am down for the tweeness this time. I really love this, and I feel like, yes, it's gorgeous to look at from a production design perspective and the cinematography, and the cast is great. Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, Edward Norton, Adrian Brody, name a person, and they're in this movie, but actual emotion shines through, and that makes it a cut above a lot of the more recent Wes Anderson movies.
Asteroid City is in wide release. It's PG-13. Let's move to Elemental. Charles, what did you think?
A good, solid Pixar movie that could have been great with a little bit of trimming. It tells both a Romeo and Juliet romance between a fire and a water character, as well as the immigrant story, because Fire's parents came over from the old country and have established a kind of lower-class life there with their little store. Good. I liked it. I did not love it.
Christy, what do you think?
A beautiful film, so much more than the ads and the billboards would suggest. The character design, the production design are all gorgeous. I really liked the voice performances, but the short, the up short before the actual film is spectacular.
Let's move on now to The Flash. Christy, we'll stay with you. What did you think?
Oh, this is a Flash movie that's trying to do Flash things for Flash fans. It is every kind of possible DC thing you could ever want all laid out in front of you for your worship and adoration. Ezra Miller, they're good in two very different versions of The Flash, but the visual effects really look crummy.
Tim Cogshaw?
I am one of those Flash fans, and as a Flash fan, I got two already, and I don't need this guy. Thank you very much.
And let's move quickly to The Blackening. Tim, what did you think?
The terribly fraught relationship between black folks and horror films is explored in this movie. It's actually very, very funny and pointed. It'll be more so if you're black.
The Blackening is in wide release, and it is rated R. This is Film Week Marquee. I'm Austin Cross. We're joined this week by Tim Cogshell, Christy Lemire, and Charles Solomon. If you missed any of our reviews this week on Friday or today, or if you're stepping away, you can always take Film Week with you. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, you can also hear my interview with Eva Longoria. It is her directorial debut, and the movie is flaming hot. It tells the story of Richard Montañez, a down-on-his-luck dad, desperate for work, who lands a job as a janitor at a Frito-Lay factory and ends up inventing one of the most popular snacks of all time. From all of us at Film Week, have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.